Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 27, Mumbela 28. The MK Party has strongly condemned what it called the deliberate spread of misinformation regarding an alleged dispute between party chief whip Zwanele Manye and its party leader John Thlope. According to the party, there are certain sponsored ghost social media accounts on X, formerly Twitter, as well as sections of the mainstream media that have irresponsibly circulated false claims. This includes an alleged outright fabrication of a supposed physical altercation between the two leaders in Parliament. The case against two suspects arrested for fraud at Steinhoff has been postponed to May this year for pre-trial. 63-year-old Ivan Schmelt from Paarl and 67-year-old Hein Oudendaal from Alberton appeared in the Pretoria Specialised Commercial Crimes Court, where they were granted bail of 150,000 rand each. It's alleged that during October and November 2017, Steinhoff auditors refused to sign off on the 2016 annual financial statements of the group. Here's MPA spokesperson Lumka Mujana.
In court, the two told the court that they intend to plead not guilty to the offences and asked to be released on bail. The state did not oppose their release on bail, however, asked the court to impose stringent bail conditions.
The city of Johannesburg has pledged to engage with the transport department regarding the prolonged delays in restoring Lillian Ngoyi Street. It's a critical inner city roadway that's remained inoperative for 2 years following a devastating gas explosion that claimed one life and injured 40 others. During an oversight visit yesterday, city speaker Nobuhlem Tembu expressed concerns over persistent delays.
A change of contractor affected this whole project. So it's a lesson for the municipality that when you take a contractor, make sure that person has capacity and is qualified. The contractor would have been far by now. But guess what? We are here with the second contractor and it's really moving at a slow pace. So this is not right.
Eskom says the power system continues to be stable with load shedding remaining suspended. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says the system also has sufficient emergency reserves. She says the electricity supply was available 99% of the time compared to just 10% last year. And African leaders are meeting for the 38th African Union Summit with pressing security and economic issues on the agenda. Anasasi Mahobu has more.
The summit will focus on justice for Africans and people of African descent through reparations. It seeks to address historical injustices and promote accountability. Key issues on the agenda include the conflict in the Eastern DRC, Sudan's civil war, climate change, and the G20 summit. Meanwhile, last week's heads of state summits in Tanzania emphasized an inclusive approach to peace talks, urging the inclusion of the M23 rebels in negotiations. Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus. Die MK party het die doelbewuste verspreiding van verkeerde inligting oor 'n beweerde dispuut tussen die parlementshoofsweep Zwanele Manye en sy partyleier John Thlope teen sterkste veroordeel.
Wowie, ja, die bakleierei deur voort. For the details, you know, to find them, head over to the website jackarandfm.com, hit the news tab. Right, where the hits.
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J, Jacaranda FM.